Dr. Anthony Fauci highest paid employee in entire federal government. By Kyle Olson on January 25, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the highest paid federal employee, outranking even the President of the United States, according to new data released Monday. Findings by OpenTheBooks.com revealed the magazine cover boy made $417,608 in 2019. The latest year stats were available, Forbes reported. Two other Department of Health and Human Services employees made more than the president. John H. York, $410,349. Gary H. Gibbons, $406,095. Robert J. Wiley, another medical employee, matched the president's $400,000 salary. More from Adam and Jayevsky, via Forbes. $2.5 million. That's how much Dr. Fauci, director of the National Institute for Health's NIH, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, and current chief medical advisor to the president, will make in salary from 2019 through 2024, if he stays in his post through the end of the current administration, and doesn't, or didn't already, get a raise. In a 10-year period between 2010 and 2019, Fauci made $3.6 million in salary. Since 2014, Fauci's pay increased from $335,000 to the current $417,608. And Jayevsky noted Fauci recently laughed off his salary during an interview with actor Matthew McConaughey. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Matthew McConaughey, at officially McConaughey. In August, McConaughey jokingly asked Fauci if he had millions invested in coronavirus vaccines. Matthew, no, I got zero. I am a government worker. I have a government salary, he demurred. The bureaucrat, who has graced the cover of Time, Washingtonian, People, and even in Style, recently appeared on Rachel Maddow's MSNBC show to dish on his private conversations with President Trump. Fauci told the partisan host. It was such an unusual, aberrant situation where you had at the very top, and I don't take any great pleasure in criticizing president leadership or the people around a president, but we had a situation where science was rejected. And a lot of pressure was put on individuals and organizations to do things that were not directly related to what their best opinion would be, vis-a-vis the science. He continued, I had pressure put on me, but I resisted it. I had to do something that was not comfortable. But I did it, and I had to be directly contradicting not only the president but some of the people around the president who were saying things that just were not consistent with the science. Fauci claimed there was this real affront on science during the Trump administration. So it really was an aberrancy that I hadn't seen in the almost 40 years I've been doing this. So it's just one of those things that are chilling when you see it happen, he said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.